Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, claims submitted by the developer of the new National Children's Hospital have risen by €110 million since the start of that year. That's according to the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board in an opening statement provided to the Eireachtas Health Committee, which is set to meet tomorrow. For more on this, I'm joined by Paul Hosford, who's political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Good afternoon, Paul. What's contained in this statement?
Good afternoon, Cormac. Yeah, I suppose the main thing in this statement, which will be read by the chief officer of the MPHDB, David Gunning, is, I suppose, really, really strong statements on why the hospital has been so delayed. He said that basically the developer is not resourcing the project in the way that it should. He'll say that there are issues around insufficient productive resources allocated to the site and then resulting poor productivity of BAM in meeting its programme. He'll say that the MPHDB asked BAM for a programme of works by July 7th, which just hasn't happened. Progress reports for March, April, May and June 2023 haven't been provided, that the last one that they got was for February, and that this is going to impact the completion date. He said he's going to say that the indicated date had been March, and then for a handover, and maybe May for a substantial completion date. But it's unlikely that that'll be met. He'll say that to the members that he understands that's frustrating for them not to have a final date, but that it's just not possible. And then today the Taoiseach kind of was asked about it in leaders' questions, and he said, look, we expect that the hospital will be completed and handed over next year and open to patients towards the end of the year or early 2025 at the latest.
Just remind people what the government thought the deadline was before now.
The original, the MPHDB statement puts the original deadline as somewhere around November 2022. The original contracted completion date was August 4th, 2022, and then the substantial completion date is November 2022. So at best, you're going to see the hospital open 18 months beyond when it had originally been slated, and according to the Taoiseach today, probably 2 years.
And we spoke with Minister Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, on this programme last week about this very claim, and he asked BAM to, and I'm paraphrasing here from memory, to get a move on it and put more resources in to complete this project on time. We asked for BAM to provide us with a statement about those allegations at the time. And this is what they told us last week. They said BAM confirms that work in the National Children's Hospital is fully resourced and is progressing as quickly as possible according to the scope as currently known and the work programme that's in place. There is no question of BAM deliberately not committing adequate resources to the project, they say. We remain, that's BAM, in constant contact with our client, the National Paediatric Hospital Board, and keep it fully appraised of all aspects of the project, including challenges as they arise. As always, we're happy to meet with the Minister directly to discuss and clarify any concerns he may have. They say, BAM, that the build phase is now more than 80% complete and BAM is fully committed to delivering a world-class facility within the shortest possible time frame. There's some communication breakdown somewhere here, Paul.
Yeah, and it's something that the Minister seems genuinely keen not to be involved in. There is an ongoing dispute about claims and the size of claims between BAM and the MPHDB. And speaking last week, he was asked about it at a press briefing I was at last week, and Stephen Donnelly said that he wanted not to prejudice that, but he had communicated to BAM that he wasn't happy about the pace of works, but he didn't want to get involved in the dispute about the size of the actual overall cost.
Well, it's going to be another box office day tomorrow at an Eireachtas Health Committee, that one being the Health Committee tomorrow. We'll see what happens, but that's things as they stand. Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Thank you very much indeed.